My first question is, what is diabetes?
Diabetes is a disease wherein the blood sugar is elevated above what would be considered the normal range. There's actually a continuum of what the blood sugar is in response to either somebody who's fasting, or in other words, hasn't eaten in a long time, versus the blood sugar in somebody who has just recently eaten a meal. The blood sugar threshold for diagnosis of diabetes when somebody is fasting is just arbitrarily considered to be 126. In people who have just recently eaten a meal, the threshold is 200. And again, these are just arbitrary cutoffs. So these have actually evolved. 10 years ago, these cutoffs were actually different from what they are now. They were changed in the recent past in order to become more sensitive so that we can pick up more patients who have diabetes. There's actually two different types of diabetes because there's different mechanisms by which diabetes can occur. Type 1 diabetics, who are more often children, but of course this can occur in adults as well, are more likely to have decreased insulin secretion from the pancreas. Insulin is a chemical which allows the body's tissues to uptake the sugar that is in our bloodstream. So if there's decreased insulin in the body, then the blood sugar becomes elevated, and that elevated blood sugar can then damage the tissues in the body. Type 2 diabetes is more frequent in adults, but again, can also occur in children. Especially these days, with increasing prevalence of overweight and obesity, Type 2 diabetes is quite common and unfortunately is becoming more common in children as well. In type 2 diabetes, there is decreased ability for the tissues of the body to take up the sugar in response to insulin. So in other words, there needs to be more insulin secreted in order to take up the sugar from the bloodstream. And the end result is the same as in type 1 diabetes, wherein the sugar is elevated and there's end organ damage to the tissues.